latest team news from clubcall.com.
These are your latest Newcastle headlines, beginning with the news that Federico Fernandez and Jonjo Shelvey have been ruled out of Newcastle's clash with Huddersfield on Saturday. Fernandez took a knock to his calf in the defeat to Wolves last week and has received treatment during the week in the build-up to the game at Huddersfield, while Shelvey has been to Barcelona to have his thigh injury checked out by a specialist. It means neither will figure against the West Yorkshire outfit, and Benitez has other concerns as well, with DeAndre Yedlin suspended. He also said Florian Lojan is getting closer to making his return to action, but that this will not be the game for him. The defender has made good progress following his injury to his cruciate knee ligament, but is not quite ready to make his return to action yet. Meanwhile, Benitez was named Premier League Manager of the Month for November on Friday, and giving his reaction to picking up the award, he said, "Everybody here is working so hard. Sometimes you are lucky enough to win games in a row, and that is for all the hard work put in behind the scenes." Moving on, Rafael Benitez says he is well aware of the importance of Newcastle's next two matches as they prepare to face Huddersfield and bottom of the table Fulham in back-to-back fixtures. He said, "The next two games are massive for us. It is like a final in every single game. We have to approach every game thinking one point can make a massive difference at the end of the season. That is why I was upset the other day, because you are in control of a game and you can win it, and then everything happens and that makes it more difficult." Finally today, Benitez says he is unsure what his club's plans are for the January transfer window. He does want to strengthen his Newcastle squad in the new year, and Newcastle have recently been linked with Groningen midfielder Ritsu Doan. However, Benitez doesn't yet know how much he will have to spend amid takeover talks at the club, and has remained tight-lipped on the link to 20-year-old Doan.